Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin. We left off on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom. And it's also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of Mayor Penstein. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to figure out, when do we assume that a get is chal lemafraya, and when do we assume that it's only chal at the completion of the tanai? Meaning, if a person says, if I don't come back within 12 months, then the get should be a valid get. So how would that have to be formulated for us to say the get is chal back at the beginning when he originally gave it? And how would that have to be formulated for us to say that the get is only going to be chal 12 months later? And in that context of that, we're going to talk about, and what if the fellow dies within the, what if you have one of those situations where it's only going to be chal 12 months later, but the fellow dies within the 12 months, can we allow her to get remarried? Then at the end of the parak, we're Bez Hashem going to finish up the 7th parak and begin the 8th parak today. So at the end of the parak, the Gemara is going to talk about, what does before or after mean? Meaning, if a person uses in his lashon of his tanai, that we'll do this after Shabbos. We'll do it after the Shemitah year. So those can't mean the same thing, right? Can't be referring to the same period of time. After Shabbos might be a smaller window than after the Shemitah year. How much after the Shemitah year is still considered after? How much after Shabbos is considered after? How much before is considered before? And then we're going to begin, Baz Hashem, the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, and the Mishnah is going to talk about where the get has to land in order for her to be kona the get. What if the get is not placed directly in her hand, but it's in her chatzer, it lands in her basket, it lands in some other area that is somehow shayich to her? And the Gemara is going to talk about how is it even possible that a woman can be kona a get through her chatzer, if after all, kol mashkan yishakana baila, her chatzer is not her chatzer, it's his chatzer, because she's married. So how exactly does this work? So the Gemara is going to formulate the principle called Gita V'yada Ba'in Ke'echad, and we're going to apply that to Gita V'chatzera Ba'in Ke'echad. That even if a person, let's say, doesn't even have the rights over that which goes into their hand, that's only because they still have this relationship where they're married, or a person is an eved and kol mashe kana eved kana adon. So, but nevertheless, if the very item you're putting in that person's hand frees them of that relationship, so then the hand is going to be able to work to free them of that relationship. So the Gemara is going to tell the story where that principle of Gita V'yada Ba'in Ke'echad originated. And then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about where the woman has to be standing in order for her chatzer to acquire a get for her. Meaning, is there a requirement that she be standing right near the chatzer, or could she be standing anywhere? That way it doesn't matter where she is, as long as the get lands in her property. So that's going to be toward the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So again, we had a Mishnah that we closed with yesterday, where the Mishnah had said, at least at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a fellow says, Hareza Giteich im lo basi mikan rashem asochodesh, that's all he says. This should be your get. If I do not return within 12 months, and he never said the word me'achshav, so we assume that the get's only going to be chal 12 months later. And therefore, if he dies within the 12 months, ain't no get, because that's a get la'achar misa. That does not work. So Tana, we were taught that Rabbi Seinu Itiru Lina say, even though our Mishnah was Chad Mashma'i about this, was absolute about this, that this really means, that such a lashon really means the get's only going to be chal 12 months later, and therefore if he dies in between, it is not a get, and if he dies in between, she's going to need yibum and chalitza, all that. No, the Rabbi Seinu disagreed. Rabbi Seinu allowed her to get remarried, because they hold that even if you don't say me'achshav, it's ki'ilu you said me'achshav. It's obviously what the guy meant, that he wants the get to be chal right now as he's giving it. So man Rabbi Seinu, who are these Rabbi Seinu? It's the famous Beis Din that was matir shemen akum, that which is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the grandson of the original Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and his Beis Din that initially included on the list of akum things that were aser in Avod Zarah Daf, whatever, Chavtes, Lamed Hey, you have a whole list of items that are aser, chalav akum and bishal
Akum and Stam Yenam. So on that list, there used to be Shemen Akum. They made such a Gezerah, but this Beis Din was Matir the Shemen. So that's what they were famous for. But they also were Matir this woman to get remarried. They also held that it's as if you said Me'achshav. Why? Because Savri La Rabbi Yossi, Damers Manel Shel Shtar Melchiyach Alav. They hold like Rabbi Yossi that since the get is dated, and it's dated on the day that he gave it to her, not the day 12 months later, we view that as the date that the get is supposed to be chal, and not the 12 month later date. So we follow the date actually written on the get. Amar Rabbi Abba Breder B'chir Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Bino Shel Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe, Hora v'lohodilo kol siyato v'armilo kol shato. That Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the grandson of the great Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, passed in this hatter that she's allowed to get remarried, but his whole siyato means his whole, all of his chaverim in his yeshiva, all of his colleagues didn't agree with him. Kol shaito means that throughout his entire life he couldn't find anyone to agree with him. That the kol shaito, as long as he was alive, he couldn't find anybody to agree with him. So the Gemara is now not sure. What if right after the husband dies, the divorced, if right after the husband dies, the divorced woman is allowed to, or the woman who may or may not yet be divorced, is allowed to, is she allowed to get remarried or not? I mean, does she have to wait until the 12 months? So I'm like Rabbi Lazar Lu Saba, meaning in a case where the get is going to be chal limafreya, it's going to make them divorce from the time of the nesina, because the deal was, if I don't come back within 12 months, and he dies within the 12 months, so he's not coming back within the 12 months, so does she have to wait for the 12 months to be up, or can she just get remarried right away? So Amalei Rabbi Lazar Lehu Saba. Rabbi Lazar said to Ahu Saba that Kishar Shurisuha, when you, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia and his Beis Din, when you're Matir, this woman whose husband died before the 12 months are up, to get remarried, how far does that have to go? Li Alter Shurisuha? Or Allah Hashem Asachoda Shurisuha? Are you Matir to get married right away? Or are you only Matir to get married after the 12 months are in fact up? La Alter Shurisuha. The svara to say that it should be right away is because he's not coming, because he's dead. Or maybe you should be matir her after 12 months, because only then is the tanai actually fulfilled, when the 12 months are up. Prior to that, the tanai is not fulfilled. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. The Rambam paskins l'chumra on the suffix, and he says, and the guy dies b'tok shrei masachodesh, even though it's efshar that he's going to come back, and she is clearly megureshes, lo tinasei, the Rambam paskins, if there's a yavam in place and there are no children, she's not allowed to get remarried until after 12 months are up, because only then is the tanai actually fulfilled. Tosos asks on the Gemara suffix, the Gemara's whole suffix, whether to be matir her right away or not. If we're matir her right away, what do you have to worry about? The tanai is going to be mekuyam. He's dead. He's not coming back. Meaning, what's the svara to be concerned enough that you're going to wait for 12 months? So Tosos says that it's a gezeira, that if we, in a chinami, there's no concern in this case. But if we're going to allow the woman to get remarried before the 12 months are up, so even in a case where the guy doesn't die, where people say, come on, he's not coming back, you know, he's not coming back, he says he's happy there, and he still might come back, so people will come to be matir in those cases as well. That it's purely a gezeira. The Yerushalmi quotes a machlokas about this din, and the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Chagai says she's muteris to get married right away, and Rabbi Yossi says she's asked to get married right away, she has to wait the Yud Beis Chodesh. Ani Omer Nasulo Nisim V'chaya. That it could be, we believe in Tchias HaMeisim. It's not so certain that he's not coming back within 12 months. Tchias HaMeisim, we say Brach and Shmon Esrei every day, M'chaya HaMeisim. So it could be that he is coming back within 12 months. So even if he dies within the 12 months, we have to be Choshesh, that he's going to be, that year is going to be when Tchias HaMeisim happens. So from based on that Yerushalmi, the Chida writes in Birka Yosef, that if a person dies and there's some sort of nace that happens where he comes back to life, he's still married to his wife, and the ishus is not nifka from the death, because at the end of the day he's still alive, and the Babli is also molded to that premise. It's just a question, do you have to worry about that? That's a it's a big chiddush, right? Meaning the idea that that it's not the death that ends the marriage. it's permanent death that ends in, or it's the death that at least puts the marriage on pause. A pause enough that normally when a man dies, she's allowed to get remarried. She's allowed to marry somebody else. So what happens if she gets remarried and then the guy comes back? You know, it's like a movie premise or something. You know, like so then what? How do we view that? But that's the way the Chida understood based on that, based on the Yerushalmi. The Knesset HaGadol also says that Sovereigni, that if the woman dies tachas baila misa vadaus, and then a navi like Elio is mechaya her like he was for the Ben HaTzarfis, or Elisha to the Ben Shunamis, the lopaka zika sabal me'aleha, her connection to her husband does not go away, and she's not allowed to marry somebody else. So that's that again, quite a chiddush, doesn't come up so often in halacha. The Paras Yosef raises the question that in Cain, he says, if that's true, that Yerushalmi is correct, then every single woman, how could she ever get remarried when her husband dies? Maybe a nes will happen; he'll get up from his kever, and you know, and he's coming back. So he says that by all women, since the Torah says that Misa Sabal is Matir, so even if Bekol Zot, he comes back, she's not going to be Asur because she was Hutra B'Misaso. As opposed to over here, where the husband's Megarisher Al Tanai, if he doesn't come back within 12 months, so mainly if he does, the get's going to be Batel, because the Tanai will have never been fulfilled, but she's still going to be an Almana because her husband is dead. But if there's a Yavam, she'll still require the Yibum, because even if the husband comes back, she's called an Almana, she's not called a grusha. So she would still require the yibum. I mean, it's not that she would go back to her husband, it's that the yibum would still be required because the get is not activated. They have to make some sort of chilik like that. So anyway, ask the Gemara, v'tibayle masnisin, why did we only raise this suffix on the idea of that Rabbi Yudin Asiyah and his Beis Din were matir her to get remarried? Why don't we just ask the suffix on the Mishnah itself? The Mishnah spoke about a case where the get's only going to be chal 12 months later. When he said explicitly, Me'achshav, that was also a case in the Mishnah, where a guy says, Me'achshav, if I don't come back within 12 months, Umeis betoch shemas chodesh, and he dies within 12 months, Harez I get. So why don't we ask over there, Li'al teravi get, alo asiyo, demalach shemas chodesh, kaim le tonight? We ask the same shayla. Is it a get right away because he's not coming back, or is it get le'achar shemas chodesh because he was mekayim the tonight? So it says, Enochinami, Mishum dava b'u maisa. Yeah, we could have asked the shayla, but it happened to be the Zaken that was asking this question happened to have been there when Rabbi Yudin Nasiyah was Matir, the woman. So he asked about that case where it came up. But Einachinami, it's the same Shaila that we have on the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, which case exactly do we have a machlokas between the Tana of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yudin Nasiyah's Beis Din? So Amar Abaya, Kol Modim, meaning there are certain cases where it's obvious that the get is only meant to be chal 12 months later. There are certain cases that it's obvious the get is meant to be chal right away at the Shas Nasina. What is the case where there is a machlokas? Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim Echadamer Likisha Teitzei Chama Minartika. Everyone agrees that if the man says to his wife, Hareza Giteich, when the sun comes out from its protective covering, that's the way they, I guess that's what they assumed happens at night. So when the sun rises in the morning, Lichinafka Ka'amrla. A lot of times it's not what they actually assumed happens, it's they describe it as things appear, even though that's not what they know, that's not what actually happens. Although with the sun, we do have some questionable. The Gemara says some funny things about what exactly happens with the sun at night. But anyway, l'chinafka ka'amarla, that for sure means that the get should only be chal when the sun comes out, and therefore kimayis belayla, if he dies that night, have a get la'achamisa. She's not going to be divorced. That would definitely qualify as a problem of a get la'achamisa, and therefore the get does not work. Similarly, on the flip side, Al menas sheteitzei chame minartika me'achshav kamela. If he says al menas that the sun rises tomorrow morning, so then he means me'achshav that the get should be chal right now as I'm giving it to you. Damar avuna marav kala omer al menas ka omer me'achshav dami. Well, when you say al menas, that's as if you're saying that you want it to be chal right now. So excuse me. So it's as if he said explicitly that right now the get should be chal l'mafreya when the sun comes out tomorrow morning, and therefore if he dies that night, they are in fact divorced. Lo nechluchu ela be'im teitze. The whole machlokas is if he didn't say almanas, and he didn't say l'kisha, but he says im teitze. So Mar Savla Krabiosi, the time of the Brisa holds like Krabiosi, damizmanu shal sharmu chiyachalav, that if the date on the get is the previous day, So the divorce back to the previous day. Vavli kemei yom imati, and it's the same as saying mehayom imati, kemei achshav imati, or kemei achshav imati, where it's clearly going back to the earlier day. And mar lo safar Rabbi Yossi vavli kemati greida, and the Tan of the Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yossi that the zman is mochiach, that it's supposed to be chal meachshav, and it's as if you just said in Mati alone, and he doesn't intend for the get to be chal until after he dies, and it's as if he says, when I die. So that's the case of Machlokas. Now, the Mishnah had said, Kisvu tenu get liishti im lo basi mikan matshem asochodesh v'kasvu. So he said, if the man instructs people, write and give a get to my wife, if I don't come back within 12 months, and they wrote the get within the 12 months, but they only delivered it and gave it to her after the 12 months, Tanakama said it's not a valid get. They didn't listen to his instructions. They wrote the get too early. But Rabbi Yossi says, kazeget! Rabbi Yossi says that it is a valid get, even though they wrote it before the end of this month. So the Gemara says, Amale Rav Yemer Ravashi, Lemak Sav Rav Yossi, Kosav Get Al Tanai Kosher, that maybe Rav Yossi holds that a get that's written with a tzivoy on some sort of Tanai, even though the Tanai is not fulfilled, the get is going to be kosher, because isn't that what's happening over here? He said that after 12 months, you're supposed to write the get. They didn't fulfill that Tanai, they just wrote the get before the 12 months, and he still says it's kosher. Look, the Olam Emelach Pasul. No, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that such a get is possible. The Shaini Hacha, Midahavale Lememar, over here it's different because there's a better formulation if you really would have been makbid that the get only be written after the 12 months. Havale Lememar, Im Lo Basi, Kisvu Tinu. He should have said, if I don't come within 12 months, then write and give the get. That's not what he said. Va'amar, he said, Kisvu Tinu, Im Lo Basi. He had the words Kisvu Tinu before the words Im Lo Basi. And therefore, there's a way to touch up his words in the following way. You could put a comma in there, an extra word as follows. Hachikamar, Kisvu Me'achshav. That Kisvu, that could be right away. Utinu Im Lo Basi Mikar Rashi Mesachodesh, right? And give it if I don't come back within 12 months. So they are fulfilling his directive if they write the get within the 12 months. Rabbanan, lo shachi, lo shachi. The Rabbanan say, it doesn't matter, you know, if you put it in this order or that order, it's clear that he means he only wants the get written after 12 months. So Tan Rabbanan, now the Braisa tells us what's considered before a time and what's considered after a particular period of time. La'achar shavua. If a person says, if I don't come back after this Shemitah cycle, so Shana, that means within a year after the Shemitah cycle. Liachar Shana, if he says, this should be a good get if I don't come back until after the year is over, what's after the year? Chodesh. Liachar Chodesh, Shabbos. If he says after the month, that there's some time right after, in the immediate aftermath of the month, he means 1 week after the month is over. Liachar Shabbos, if he says after Shabbos, Mai. So then what's it in? How many days do you have after Shabbos that we still consider it to be after Shabbos? So Yas Rabbi Zeru Kamed Rabbi Asi Va'Ami La Rabbi Asi Kamed Rabbi Yochanan V'Kamar Chad B'Shaba Utrei Utlasa Basar Shabsa. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's considered after the previous Shabbos. Arba V'Chamsho Mali Shabta Kamei Shabbata. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's all considered to be before the following Shabbos. So if you say, Harezei Kitech, if I don't come back until after Shabbos, as long as you get there before Wednesday, then the get is going to be batal. But if you get there only on Wednesday, then the Tanai is fulfilled and it's not going to be another, it's not going to be a valid get. Now, this concept of after Shabbos, before Shabbos, comes up elsewhere in Halacha. The Tur in Or HaChaim, Sim Reish Shadites, quotes the Shita of Tosos and Masecha Shabbos, Tav Kuv Zayin, that if a person made a mistake and forgot to do Avdallah, Motzai Shabbos, that he's allowed to say Avdallah up until Tuesday, because it's still called after Shabbos. And the Rush writes that way over here in our Sugya as well. In the Alter Rebbe, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, and also, if a person somehow failed to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum before Shabbos, so he still has up until Tuesday to finish up the Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. It's interesting, he has until Tuesday to finish it up, but he's also allowed to start the next week before Tuesday, meaning that you get an overlap, right? Meaning he's allowed to start earlier. When exactly you're allowed to start is somewhat of machlokas. Is it only after Shabbos is over? Is it only after Mincha and Shabbos when you already started the next week's laning? Is it immediately after that morning's Kriya Satara? Okay, I wrote about this in my third sefer, but that's a discussion. But you see, this concept of after Shabbos going all the way through Tuesday comes up in other areas of halacha. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, a guy who says to his wife, "This should be a get li'achar haregel." That if I don't come back after Yontif, so shloshim yom, that means 30 days after Yontif. Nafuk Rabbi Chia darsha mishmei de Rabbi v'kolsua. When Rabbi Chia went out and taught this halacha that li'achar haregel means 30 days, and he taught it in the name of Das Yachid, in the name of Rabbi, so everyone said, "Ah, that's fantastic that you're teaching in the name of Rabbi." But mishmei de Rabbi, when he taught it this very same halacha in the name of the Rabbim, in the name of the Chachamim, lo kilsuha. People were not excited about it. Why? Because they're okay with it being taught. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim, in terms of teaching the halacha, the shitos, and the Beis Shammai, and all sorts of shitos that we reject, but they were not particularly pleased that people would think that this is the halacha. So if you say it in the name of Rebbe, no one's going to think it's the halacha, because he's a das yachid, we probably don't pass it that way. But you say it in the name of Rabbim, and then everyone's going to think it's the halacha, so they were not happy about it. So we see that the halacha, we see that we don't paskin like Rebbe on this matter. Now it doesn't say. So what do we paskin? Meaning, it says after Yontif, 30 days was Rebbe's shita. Great, but what do we paskin if we don't paskin like that? So Rabbi Elchananel says that it's 15 days after Yontif, and the Ramban says, "Great, I don't know where you got that from, though." Meaning, like everyone's just like you just make up a number. Like how do you figure that out? So the Ramban thinks that maybe his svara is that just like La'achar Shabbos is half of a week, so La'achar Chodesh might be La'achar Regel might be the 15 days, which is half of the 30 days that Rebbe said. Even though Regel is not a unit of time, so it must be, but we do have this kind of, more likely, this might relate to the discussion of Shalom V'Doshim V'Chag, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. That's actually Machlokas Tanayim in Maseches Pesachim. Is it Shloshim Yom or is it only Tezvav Yom? And it could be that when it comes to Gittin, we're Machmir, that you got to, you have to assume the more Machmir of the two Shitos. The Ritva disagrees. He said, no, La'achar HaRegel is the same as La'achar HaShabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov are treated the same in people's minds, right? So if someone says after Shabbos, it means you get 3 days. So after Yom Tov also means you get 3 days. It means the same amount of Yom Echol after Yom Kodesh. So the Ritva quotes such a shita as well. So Adrulach Mishach. So now we move on to the eighth parak of Maseches Gittin. So the Torah tells us Ki yikach yesh isha uva Allah, that if a man and a woman get married, vayim lo simsachem ve'enav, and then things don't work out. So because of the Sefer Krisus, he writes her a get v'nasan biyada v'shilcham ibesa. So the Chum Darshan, that words v'nasan biyada, doesn't have to mean that you literally put it in your hand. Even if you put the get somewhere in her rishus and her chatzar is kodah for her, she's still megureshes. And when it says biyada, it means birishusa. So our Mishnah elaborates on that idea, on that concept that biyada doesn't literally have to be biyada. So hazorik et lishto, if a man is zorik a get to his wife. The reason it says hazorik as opposed to hanosein is to tell us that even though Chidush HaRim writes that even though it says in the Torah v'nasan biyada, zrika is also bechlal nesina, that zrika counts as nesina as well, right? That's what we're machmir in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya in Hilchas Nida, that just like one is not supposed to pass something to his wife when she's in nida, afilu al yedei zrika, you're not even supposed to throw things to her. Zrika is called a nesina. So if a person is zorik et liyishto and vihi betoch besa o betoch chatzera, and she's in the house or in her chatzer, harezu mugreshes. She's mugreshes because the get has been acquired through a kinyan chatzer. Zork la betoch besa o betoch chatzero. But if he throws her the get and it's in his house, in his chatzer, afilu hu ima bamita, even if the get lands on the same bed that she's lying down on, so nevertheless in a mugreshes because it's on her rishos. She can't be called with the kinyan chatzer if it's his rishos. L'tocheka o l'tochkilt kalta, but if he throws it into her lap or into her basket where it's her clothing that catches it, or a basket that she has, a kli that she has that catches it, even though it's in his house, harezum gresheth. then she is Mugureshes, because a person is not makbid on the location, on the spot where someone puts down their basket in their house. So that's considered to be her location and not his. It's considered to be Rishusa, not Rishuso. So now, we had said in the beginning of the Mishnah that if you throw it into the house or into the chatzer, she's Mugureshes. How do I know Kinyan Chatzer works for a get and you don't have to put it Biyad Dafka? After all, it says Vinasim Biyad Da. It says you got to put it in her hand. So the Tanur Rabban, we have a brisa that elaborates. Yes, the Torah says Vinasan Biyada, Sa'ili Eliyada. From those words alone, I would think it's limited to only your hands. Gaga, Chatzera, Vekapefa, Minayin. How do I know that you could even put it in her roof or in her chatzer or in her area that's surrounded by a mechitza? How do I know that that would work as well? So Talmud Lomar, that's what the pasuk says. Vinasan Mikol Makom. It says Vinasan to which means where, however you put it. It doesn't have to be dafka in her hand. So we could darsh in the pasuk as if put a comma in there. This is one of the methodologies of drushas that the Gemara has sometimes, that we punctuate it differently than we actually punctuate it, meaning differently than the Trump would punctuate it. So we darsh it because of vinasan, and included in that is nesina, any nesina into rishus. And when it says biyada, it's not coming to limit the nesina to dafka biyada. It's coming to tell me that rishus that you put the get in has to be mishtameris, like her hand is mishtameris. It has to be an area that's a protected area, similar to how her hand is something that she's able to watch over. V'tanya nami achi, we have a brisa that says just like this. The ganav, when it comes to Kinyan Chatzer by Kinyane Gneva. The Torah says, Yado, it says, Imimatsi Timatsi Biyado HaGneva, so Shnayim Yishalim. That if we find the Gneva in the Ganav's hand, so Shnayim Yishalim, he's going to have to pay Kefil. So, Ein Li'el Yado, so I would only know from that pasuk that the Ganav is chayiv to pay Kefil if he stole the Gneva Mamush with his hand. He was Kona B'Mashich or Bagba or something like that. Gago, Chatzero, Kapefo. What if the behemo walks on its own into his chatzer, into his backyard, and he's like, oh, okay, today's a good day, and he locks the door of his chatzer, and he steals it that way. So he never picked up the behemo with his hand, he never did anything, he just has it. So Minayan, how do I know that in even such a case, he's considered to have Kinyane Gneva, and therefore he's going to have to pay Kefel? Tamil Omer, Himatsi Timatsi Mikol Makom. That's why he says Himatsi Timatsi, which is a more general term, and we assume it's all-inclusive. So the Gemara now discusses, why does the Torah have to tell me the concept of Kinyan Chatzer both by a get as well as by Kinyan Egeneva? Again, we just mentioned the other day, generally speaking, if the Torah tells me something in one place, I have the right to assume it applies everywhere. So why would it have to tell me this din in two different places? So Tzricha. We need to be told about Kinyan Chatzer both in the context of a get and in the context of Kinyan Egeneva. Diashmin get, if the Torah only would have told me that you could be called a get with the Kinyan Chatzer, Mishum Bal Karcha Magarsha. That since you don't need the woman's das to be megarish the woman on a daraisa level, obviously you're not allowed to be megarish a woman unless you have her das, but for the get to work, you don't need the woman's das to be megarisher. So maybe you see that the Torah makes it very easy for a get to be chal. So maybe one of the ways the Torah makes it very easy for the get to be chal is by allowing her chatzer to be kona the get. But there's no such thing as being gonev something bal karche. A person is only a ganav if he wants to be a ganav. So I would think we don't make it so easy to have kinyani geneva, and maybe it has to dafka be by head. V'yashmin ganav, and if it only would have told me about the case of ganav, v'shem dekansei rechmana. I would say that that's a special knas that the Torah places on the ganav, that even his chatzer is kona, is to the point that if an ones happens to the item, he's going to be chayv ba'onsin, and he's going to have to pay. I mean, that's what kinyani geneva are. Kinyani geneva are not like, hooray, the ganav gets to keep, whatever. It's not that kind of kinyan. It's a kinyan for the responsibilities of the item. Meaning, if I own something, and then a terrible ones happens that's nobody's fault, and not in my control at all, so I lose, because it was my item that I own. So that's what it means, Kinyane Gneva. That if he has Kinyane Gneva on something, and then a crazy onus happens, unlike every other Shomer, who's Pater when some sort of crazy onus happens, the Ganav, it's his, in the sense that he's responsible for the onus, so he's going to have to pay back, and he's going to have to pay Kefel only if he has Kinyane Gneva. So it's all a Knas to make the Kinyane Gneva work. I will get Emelo, but by get, it's not Shaykh say Knas, so maybe we'll say that Chatzar does not work. Tzricha, that's why we need the Chiddush in both places. So now, we have said in the Mishnah that if the get lands in her house or in her chatzar, it works. So chatzera, why would her chatzar work? After all, mashakansi isha, kanabaila, isn't the rule that whatever the woman owns, the husband owns? So even though the items, the nechassim themselves may belong to the woman, but the husband is kona the nechassim for use of those nechassim so long as they're married. So even if he throws the get into her chatzar, since he gets the peros of that chatzar, whatever that chatzar produces as long as they're married, is his. So the get didn't really leave his rishus. So why could her chatzah be kona her get for her? So Amar Reb Elazar, b'kosivla, didn't dvar mein libin chsayich. It must be that he threw it into a chatzar that he dafka wrote off. That he dafka said, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm foregoing any of my rights in this chatzar. V'chikosivla hachi mayhavi. But does that really work to just say, didn't dvar mein libin chsayich? That really takes away all of his rights? V'atanya, don't we learn in the Braisa? Ha'omer l'chaveru. If a person says to his partner in a field, didn't dvar mein li asadazu, any of these options, any of these formulations of Dimitvar mainly, or in the Esekba, or Yadim Slakasimana, Lomar Klum, it doesn't do anything. You're a part owner of the field. You can't be mafkia your bailus from the field by using one of these formulations. So the husband is the rightful owner of the payros of this field. He can't be mafkia his ownership of the field by using one of these formulations. Sabi because of Lavoda Rusa. No, he does it before he ever became an owner of the field, while they're still only the Erisin, that if you have something that's going to be coming to you, you can preempt it by using one of these lashonos to write it off and say that I don't want to have kinyanim on this item. Where do we find this? Like Rava taught, if a person says, I'm not interested in the takanas chacham that they do for my benefit, like this, we'll see what like this means, then we listen to the person. Then they're not the beneficiaries of it. My kagonzo, what's a kagonzo? Even though the chamor masakin that the husband has to provide his wife with mizonos, and in exchange for that, whatever maisi adayim she produces goes to the husband, and normally they did that, but they did that for the benefit of the woman, because most women were not producing enough ma'aseh yadayim to support themselves. They just did it. There shouldn't be Ava. The husband shouldn't feel like she's only taking. So we said the ma'aseh yadayim, whatever little bit she produces, isn't really much of anything. is going to go to the husband. But let's say she makes a lot of money. She has a really good job and whatever support. I was just at a chasana, let's say a Sephardi chasana, and they put in the ksuba the dollar amounts of what it's going to be. I was shocked at how little it was. It was only $26,000 that they put in there. It's supposed to be enough to support a person for a year. I don't know, the girls from the five towns. I don't know, like, that's not enough to support a person for a year. I don't know what that is. But if she has, if let's say it's $50,000, it makes a little more sense, you know, to support one person for a year, or $60,000, something like that. So then she makes $500,000, so she could say, I'm not interested in such a takanas chacham. So she has the right to forego that takanas chachamim. Rava Amar, so Rava says that really no, our Mishnah is talking about even if he didn't say dinu dvar mein lebinichsayich, atu yada milo kanya lebal, meaning how do you normally give a get? You put it in her hand. Well, doesn't a hand belong to the baal as well? Elegitavi yadabon kechad. But nevertheless, the Torah makes exeris hakasuv that it works. You can put a get in the hand, and the get, and the ownership of her own hand come at the same time. So the same is true when it comes to the chatzer. Wait, was that really ever a kasha? That why she can receive a get in her hand? Is there such an inyan that a husband owns his wife's hand? So Rava yad diisha kakashale. Really, Rava was bothered by how she could acquire with her hand. Nihi dekani le maisa yadeha. What her hand produces belongs to the husband. But yad gufa mikanile. We never heard of such a thing that the husband owns her hand. And this is not that which her hand produces. This is that which her hand receives. So amale Rava yada eved kakashale. No. What Rava was bothered by was how an eved could ever receive a shtar shichrur in his hand. Laman diyamar b'shtar al yidei atzmo. If you assume like the sheet in Maseches Kiddushin, that when you're Meshachar Nebuchadnezzar, you could just give him a shtar in his own hand. So Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo Damya. But what about the fact that Yad Eved has the same status as Yad Rabo? And therefore, how can the Eved be kona shtar with his hand? Ela Gito V'yadabon Ke'echad. So it must be that Gito V'yado, by an Eved, his get, his hand, he regains ownership of all at the same time. So hachinami, and therefore we could say by a get as far as chatzar is concerned. We were never bothered by a get as far as yad is concerned. We were bothered by a get shichur of an eved as far as yad is concerned. But that's the hechrich, that there is such a concept called ba'in ke'echad. And once we have that concept called ba'in ke'echad, we apply it to a chatzar. So gidav chatzera ba'in ke'echad. So now the Gemara brings a maisa that Rava, that was the original context within which Rava was mechadesh this din of Gitov Yodoba and Kechad. There was a guy that was dying. The Kassel of Gitov, the bit that we wrote again for his wife, Padi Padi Damali Shabbata, on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos. And he didn't have a chance to give it to her before Shabbos. Unfortunately, the Machar, the next day when it was Shabbos, Takaflei Alma, it looked like he wasn't going to survive for the rest of Shabbos. So also the Kamei de Rava, the relatives of the woman came to Rava to say, what should we do? The good for nothing brother's not going to do even chalitza. We need to get her divorced before he dies. So Rabbi said, go tell the shchiv mira, likne ne halala hu duchta di yosef bei gita, let him be makna to his wife with a kini chazaka, the makom where the get is placed right now, by saying to her, le chazeku kni, v'tezeli hi, let her go, v'techu v'tiftach, and let her go and close and open the door of that room where the get is, v'tachzik bei, and through that she'll have a kinyan chazaka, ditnan, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Basra that the way to be kona karka is no god or part, it's called shuar rezu chazaka. Right, a person can be kona karka with kesef, with shtar, or chazaka. But what is chazaka? Chazaka is no god or parat. Said if you lock a door, or you build a fence around something, or you breach a fence, so that shows ownership. So when he's makna the karka where the get is lying, he could have kavana that together with the karka he's being makna the get as well with the kinyan agav, because that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chavav says, in a chasm shein la machrayis, or nikn la chasm sheesh la machrayis, agav the kinyan you do on the chasm sheesh la machrayis, yesh la machrayis is a term that means karka, ein la machrayis means metaltalin, so you can be makna metaltalin agav the karka. Amle ravilish la rava, so ravilish as to rava, what does it help to be makna the makum where the get is, to be kona the get? Mashkan sisha kona baila, but the place where the get is belongs to the husband, so how can he be makna the get? So ichsef, rava was embarrassed, he didn't know how to answer that question. Then it turns out afterwards they discovered that she was really a narusa. So we had not the principle of kol mashkan sisha kona baila had not yet become operative. So amar rava imar barusu yamar barusa. So Rava says, oh, now I have a defense for what I said, because maybe we say kol mashkan sisha kona baila by a nesua, so maybe this wouldn't work if she was a nesua. But don't worry, she was only a narusa. Hadar amar rava lo sa arusa lo sa nesua gita v'chatzera ban kecha. Then Rava later said, you know what? It works for a nesua also, because we have this principle of ban kechad. So I don't care that he owned the property. Why did it take Rava so long to think of that? Rava first was stumped, and he was embarrassed, and then he said, maybe it's only by an arusa. Just say it. You're the one that taught us on the top of the amud. This maisa is where he originally formulated that rule. This is where he came up with it. So yes, it came up on the top of the amud, but the Gemara is not written in chronological order. So this maisa came earlier. Now the Mishnah had said v'hi b'toch besa, that she is in her house or her chatzer. So Amru Ula v'hu she'omedes b'tzad beso b'tzad chatzera. When it says that her chatzer could be kona her get for her, that's only if she's standing right next to the house or right next to the chatzer, not if she's somewhere very far away. Rav Shaya Amar afilu hi b'tveri v'chatzer b'tzipori. She could be in a totally different city. Hi b'tzipori v'chatzer b'tveri megureshes. Still, she's going to be megureshes. The get's still going to work. V'hi b'toch beso b'toch chatzera katani. But what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says she's in her house in her chatzer. No. What our Mishnah meant to say is, if a man is zorik to get to his wife, v'hi kimi shebetoch beisa, v'hi kimi shebetoch chatzera. As long as it's as if she's in her house, or it's as if she's in her chatzer. What do you mean, as if? The kivin the chatzer mishtameres l'daita, he misgareshes. Since it's a chatzer, it's mishtameres l'daita, she has a security system, and she's checking on her iPhone the whole time with the cameras to see what's going on over there. So it's a chatzer mishtameres, so that's enough. It has a fence around it. It's mishtameres, based on her say-so, that it should be mishtameres, so that's enough for her chatzer to be kona the get. What's the basis of this machlokas between Ula and Rav Hoshaya? So lema b'hakam iflugi. Maybe they argue about the following. One holds, Ula holds, Chatzar works midin yad, and the other holds that the mechanism through which Chatzar works is mishum shlichus. That if it works midin yad, just like yad, it says, nasim biyad, the Torah tells us that the Torah is being mechadesh, that includes Chatzar as well, but just like you're samach to your yad at all times, you should be samach to your Chatzar as well. And others say shlichus, a shliach could be in a different city, and he could still he could still represent you. So look, the Kol Yamin Chatzar Mishum Yada is Rabbi. Mar Savar Ula holds Ki Yada in the following sense: Ma Yada Smucha Av Chatzar B'Smucha. That just like Yada is in close proximity, so too the Chatzar has to be in close proximity. The Idach, whereas Rav Ashayu would say, I Ma Yada B'Dvuka Av Chatzar B'Dvuka. How far do you want to take that? You're going to say just because her hand is attached to her body, the Chatzar has to be attached to her body. Ela Ki Yada Ma Yada Mishtamer. No, it only has to be like yad. In that, it should be mishtameres l'daita, lafuke chatzar mishtameres shelo l'daita, as opposed to a chatzar that she's not the one in charge of protecting. That it's mishtameres l'das somebody else, where it will then not be konen for her. But whenever it's mishtameres l'daita, it's konen for her, even if she happens to not be there at that time. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Hahu Gavra. Have a wonderful day. Everybody.